time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Christina Pei. She is the Assistant Professor of Family and Consumer Sciences with the USU Extension here in Price and for Carbon County. And they have a great lineup of things that they do. They've been doing them online all year long, it seems like. They moved them online when COVID hit, and it's a big cooking opportunity, a cooking class. You get the recipe, you find out what all you need. And then the other cool thing is they've partnered with the Care Coalition and with Castleview Hospital, and they get local people from in the area to go in and cook with them, and they have a really good discussion while they're doing it all, and it's just a lot of fun. Christina, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's start off with... This thing started about, how long have you been doing this, for a year or two?
Yeah, we did about three or four live events, and then COVID came along. So we took a break and then reformulated and came back to do a quick and easy cooking online Facebook event. We, like you said, we partnered with Castleview Hospital and the Care Coalition, and together we are presenting this, having a lot of fun with it.
And you have. I've tuned in and watched, and that's the great thing, too. If you tune in and watch, you can maybe win something pretty fun, can't you?
Exactly. We give away about five swag bags each show, and the hospital usually donates a fun prize, so it pays to watch.
It definitely does pay to watch. And you've got one coming up on May 26th. You're going to have Carbon County Sheriff Zach Palacios in there. What's that going to make with you?
That'll be fun. We're going to do barbecued chicken quesadillas. We decided to do these celebrity chefs. We call them celebrity chefs, and just invite people from the community in to show you that and show the people that anyone can cook.
The fun thing about this is to let you, yeah, you guys do this and you cook through everything, and you also have a good discussion about the family unit as a whole during every time around. And are they kind of the same conversations, or do you try and have topics for each one?
We have a different topic for each one. We focus on those protective factors that youth need to succeed in life. And so we give tips and ideas and discussion on building those protective factors in youth so that they will stay away from the drugs and the negative things that are out there and become successful adults.
And then the other cool thing about these and all of these, before the event happens, you always put the recipes and the ingredients and stuff online so people can go on and see what they are and get them so you can cook with you. Now, where do they go for those?
So if you go to our Facebook page, which is Carbon County Extension, on Facebook, you will see the posting, and there'll be a link to every recipe that we're doing that night, so that you can take that, print it off, or just file it electronically, however you do things. You'll have access to all the recipes that we present.
And then you guys are going to take a little break for the summer.
For the summer.
And then you'll bring it back in August. And the August 10th one, that's your next one after the May 26th. That's going to be with Mayor Mike Corianis.
Right.
And you guys are going to just kind of let him come in and do.
We are. Well, actually, we have a recipe. I just didn't bring it with me. But we also are going to try and go hybrid. We're hoping things are loosened up enough by then through the university that we can have a few people on site and still also do the Facebook Live event. So that's the plan. We'll see how it goes. If nothing else, we'll just stick to our Facebook Live event.
Okay, so if anybody wants any questions or has questions or anything like that, needs more information, where's the best place to get it?
Again, our Facebook page, Carbon County Extension, Create Better Health website, our Facebook page as well. And then you can call the office at 636-3233 and ask for me, and I'll be glad to help with any questions you will have.
They can get you taken care of. So coming up on May 18th, you've got another big workshop that's going to be, and it's going to be virtual. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, this will be virtual. It'll be a Zoom webinar statewide, actually, and it's called Preserve the Harvest. So it's for any of those who are interested in food preservation and how to do food preservation. They've broken it down into different workshops. You can register on Eventbrite for that, and each of the classes are $5, and they're taught by Utah State University Extension faculty and food specialists. So it's really good information, and for $5, it's a bargain. The first one is May 18th, like you said. It's going to go from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and they are doing freeze drying.
Okay, and are they asking you to pre-register for these?
Yes.
Okay, so how
pre-register
do you do that?
On Eventbrite, and then they will send you the link for the Zoom.
Okay. So these are going to be seminars that are going on all summer long.
Yes.
You can check these out. They're great informative things because I know that it's only May right now, but it won't be long before gardens start coming
That's
in and
right.
you're looking for something to do with all these vegetables, right?
That's right. And the very last one they're doing in June is on salsa and tomatoes, and you know, when the tomatoes come, you got to take care of them. So
that's what I was just telling my wife that the other day. She goes, we were trying to decide what herbs to grow, and she says, well, maybe I should grow some cilantro. I says, yeah, you're gonna have tomatoes coming out of your
yes.
ears. You might as well.
So, yes, absolutely.
All right, Christina, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
You're
and,
welcome.
Yeah, tune in for these. They're great. And if you have any questions or need to know any more information on them, just hop on their Facebook page. And it's, what was the Facebook page one more time?
Carbon County Extension.
And all the information that you're going to need is there.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.